The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Beth Moore and Troy about to get things going on the boys' side after the Troy Trojans girls were victorious here. And as of right now, the Trojans, number 10 in the KBCA poll, 6-2 in TVL play, 12-4 on the regular season. As for the Cardinals, they're 2-7 in TVL play and 5-9 on the regular season. Depending on if you're a glass half empty, glass half full kind of guy, you can take a look at Wetmore's record as of lately in two different ways. They have lost two of the last three, but they've also won three of the last five, so it kind of depends on the way you look at things. As of right now, this is a Wetmore team that averages 38.2 points per game, and their opponents score 51.4 points per game. As for Troy, they are in the rankings for the first time this season. They won six games in a row and have the longest active winning streak in the TPL. And during that streak, they averaged 62.8 points per game, and their margin of victory is plus 8.8. That streak started in the TPL consolation semifinals. It includes 3 league wins and 3 non-league wins, and they haven't lost a league game since December the 20th. So Jarrett Norris and Austin Grable are injured. They're not going to play tonight, but they are going to start with the senior night festivities going on. So they'll be in, and then they'll come out after 10. Players to look out for this Troy team, Reagan Harmon, by far and away their lead score, averaging 15.8 points per game and 5 rebounds. Also 2.6 steals per game, and how about 43% shooting from beyond the arc and 46% from the floor as a whole. Logan Levins is second on the team in scoring, averaging 8.7 points per game and 3.6 rebounds per game. Shoots 35% from the floor, 25% from beyond the arc. And Bowden Bennett, third leading scorer, 7.9 points per game, also 4.5 rebounds per game. And Troy, this is a high-scoring team. They're averaging 16.1 points per game on the entire season. It's 50 points per game allowed as of right now. And as for Wetmore, Dirk Hanselcheck, he is out. He will not be playing. He didn't make the trip here today. So it will be Kyler Womack being a guy that really has to stand out. So does Jacob Carls. Weston Chulion is going to have to step up big time as well. So let's take a look at the starters. First four, the Cardinals. Number one, a junior, Dennis Speck. Number four, a junior, Braden McQueen. Number five, a freshman, Gavin Fulkerson. Number 12, a senior, Kyler Womack. And number 21, a senior, Jacob Carls. As for Troy, number three, a senior at 6 foot, Austin Grable. Number 13, a 6'1" senior, Bowden Bennett. Number 20, a 5'11" senior, Bryce Christensen. Number 21, a 6'4" senior, Jared Norris. And number 30, a 6 foot, senior, Reagan Hartman. As mentioned, after the tip, Jared Norris and Austin Grable are going to come out of the game, both injured and not going to play tonight. Really is a shame. Jared Norris is such a fantastic athlete. Hopefully we get to see him in the spring as well. There's the tip. It goes back and it's easily won by the Trojans. It's going to be a travel. And now Norris and Grable will go ahead and exit as the crowd gives them standing ovations here. Really cool scene here in Troy. A couple great athletes being honored for their great play in 4 years in the blue and the white. So Christian Etherton now checks in. So does Logan Blevins for Troy. And we're underway. After that travel, Wetmore gets the ball first. Far side wing catch for Womack. Pass to Carls is behind him and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Actually, they're going to say that was partially deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Green trying to get Womack open. They lob it up to him. Far side wing. Thought about the three. Pumps. Pass deflected and stolen away. Deflected by Bennett. And layup up and in for Bowden Bennett. 6-1 senior. First points of the game. McQueen, the point guard for the Cardinals, bringing across half court, dribbling all the way to the near side corner. in front of head coach Jonathan Rodbelt of the Trojans. Womack gets the top of the key, calls out the play. Goes to the far side wing. Making the catch is Shulians, making his first catch of the game. Womack for three, short, but an offensive rebound by Speck. Gives it to Shulians, missed the layup. And Womack took that away from Christensen. It didn't look like there was much time of them holding onto the ball, but they said it was a jump ball and it'll stay with the Cardinals. 57 seconds into the first quarter, 2-0 Troy. Here's the inbound coming up for McQueen. Junior gets into the corner for Shulians. And dribble it out of bounds. Lost the handle of it. Dirk Hanzelcheck, not dressed out here tonight, has really hurt this Cardinals team. He's been kind of in and out of the lineup start of the season. He was injured. Catch by Etherton. Cross-court pass goes to Blevins. Now top of the key for Bennett. Underhand pass, thought about the three, instead Etherton holds on to it. Nice pass, backdoor cut by Hartman, and he lays it in. 6 with senior Reagan Hartman with his first basket of the game. McQueen got bumped, but he lost his footing and lost the ball. 2-on-2 fast break, layup is good from the far side by Bowden Bennett with the left hand. He has 4, and it's quickly 6-0. Pass near half court, goes out of bounds. Levin's got a nice hand on it, deflected it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Cardinals. Man-to-man defense for the Trojans. Looks like they're face guarding McQueen with Logan Blevins, and now Julians turns it over out of bounds. Poor start for head coach Ruben Sullivan's crew. And he'll call a timeout here. Down 6-0, and it will be a 30-second timeout. Take a break here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
6:12 left, first quarter, 6-0 in favor of Troy, hosting Wetmore. Back underway. Trojans have the ball, bringing it up is Logan Blevins, the 5'9 sophomore. There's a lob to Bennett's far side wing. Trying to drive baseline, and pass thrown away by Womack. Bounce pass up ahead to McQueen, and he fumbles it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Cardinals. Been a theme for both the girls and now the boys team as well. A tough time getting shots up, but they get out of their own way here. Blevins across half court. Passes to Etherton, far side wing. They'll get it right back. Blevins looks on, pass intercepted by Shulians, and now a couple turnovers here from the Trojans. McQueen for getting across half court, goes out the play, dribbles to his right. Tries to go up the sideline, now cross over to his left, gets bumped, and gives it up to Dennis Speck. Gap set by Carls, and is up to Womack, far side wing. Carls has been bottled up so far in the post, but Moore still looking for their first points of the game. Nice lob down for Womack, assuming for Carls, and split that out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. That was a beautiful feed from Womack on the top of the key, just kind of threw it up for his 6'2" senior forward to go get it. We have a stack formation out of the break. Down is to Shulians. Fires open a wide open three from the corner, and he knocks it down. Mr. Shulians, the 5'10 junior, knocking down the tray at 6-3. Atherton's going to fire away a three. Turner spawn. That one a little bit short. All tips up in the air. Harbin has it. Whistle and a push on the floor. And that will go against the Trojans. It's going to be against Hartman, who tried to get that rebound. First foul of the game. 5:01 left to go, first quarter. Three can tie the game for the Cardinals. Speck gets it to Carls on a fresh break, and he loses it out of bounds. Wanting the foul call, doesn't get it. It's out of bounds, it'll stay with Wetmore. Words of encouragement from head coach Ruben Sullivan. Inbound is to Womack, far side corner. A screen for Carlos down low, but he's rejected out of there by Preston Christensen. Rebound Troy. Etherington thought about pushing. So he holds on to it. He'll drive it himself. Right hand layup over Carlos is no good. Rolls off the rim, but he gets fouled. It's 2-3 goes coming. Carlos picks up the personal foul. Team foul number one. First free throw on the way, and that one is good by Etherington. His first point of the night. Back to a two-possession lead for the Trojans. Second one's on the way. That one is halfway down and popping out. Rebound by Carls of Wetmore. Landed up to Chulions. He'll bring it up with 4:39 left to go first quarter. Goes to his left. Back to his middle. It's Etherington forced him, and he got bumped by Etherington. He'll pick up the personal foul. Able to move his feet fast enough to keep up. The Chulions will be the inbounder for the Cardinals. Near half court, he'll get it into Womack in the back court. Hand it back to McQueen, he'll bring it up. Gives up his dribble, high post catch by Carls, goes through his hands, but into the hands of Womack somehow. Shot blocked by Hartman, and before it goes out of bounds, it's saved by Bennett. He'll push it, with Epperson bringing it up. Crossover dribble to the middle, gets stripped. That's hands by Womack, but it's saved. He got in the corner for Hartman for three, and he's got it. First three of the game. They get 10-3. They only had 1-3 all game in the girls' contest. Cross half court is Womack. 4 minutes now left to go. A nice pass up ahead to Carl, streaking in the middle of the lane. And he lays it up and in. His first basket of the game. No-handed, or rather no-look pass is stolen away by Womack. Tried to fire it into the corner. Can't sneak one past this senior. Dude has his eyes everywhere. And now Reagan Hartman picks his pocket. Excuse me, Bowden Bennett. And Womack reached in and picked up the foul. He didn't think it was a foul. Bennett looked like he was going to try to, maybe not dunk it, but really get his hand nice and close to that rim and lay it in easily. But Womack picks up the personal. It'll be his first, team second. Free throw no good for Bennett. Steph Judd, 5'8", junior guard, into the game for the Trojans. Bennett's a 45% free throw shooter. That one on the way, and that one is good. 5 points from Bowden Bennett. 11-5, and now almost a steal from Christensen. It's deflected out of bounds. They're going to say it's out of bounds off of Wetmore. And Braden McQueen was all the way on the other side of the court. I don't know why he was there. I think Coach Sullivan is wondering the same thing. He kind of threw his hands up at him. Or towards him, I guess. Free ball off of the catch. That one is good from Logan Blevins. Now trapped is McQueen. Gets to Carls. Womack and across that court. Gets to Chulions. He'll pull up. 8-footer. A little bit short. Tipped up in the air. And Speck and Carls are fighting the rebound. It goes to Troy instead. Up ahead. Foul from behind is McQueen. As Blevins tried to get the run-out layup to go. That's going to be McQueen's first personal foul. He's foul number three. Blevins the inbounder. Gets Judd. Back to Blevins. So far away at three. Near side corner. Air ball. Too strong. Rebound McQueen in the corner. And get it out of there. Gets double-seamed. Off out of bounds. But it's deflected, is what the official says. It'll stay with Cardinals. 3:03 left to go. First quarter. 14-5. Troy leading at home against Wetmore. Trojans trying to stay in the thick of things in the TVL race. And they're going to say a warning for Troy as Bowden Bennett broke the plane to inbound it. So another one of those is a technical foul. Pass is almost stolen away. It's going to be a pushing foul against Chulions. Looks like it was going to be an easy steal for Seth Judd, but Chulion's pushed him from behind. And he picks up a personal. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Crossover dribble for Blevins. Pass far side corner for Hartman. Back to Blevins. One dribble. Gives to Hartman. Pump fake, got about the three, and then pulls it back. Hartman gives it up to Seth Judd. Judd bounce pass. Trying to get inside to Christensen, and jump ball. Pass is a little bit low, not catchable. Possession arrow in favor of Wetmore. Now another press brought on by Troy. Bounce pass is into Carls. Pass is back to Julians. Cross half court, it's stolen away by Christensen. Christensen had it poked away, but hauled in by Blevins. He'll drive and kick into the corner. Judd fires away a three. That one too strong. Long rebound for Speck. He'll outlet it to McQueen. One and one on the run out. Had it stripped from behind and saved, but right to Speck and a laid up and in. Then has Speck with the basket. 14-7 with 2:10 left to go in the first quarter. Driving kick into the corner for Hartman. Against the 2-3 zone of Wetmore. Pass inside. Deflected by Carls and stolen away by Speck, trying to find Judd on the back door. Finn squeezed it through there. Now 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Been a long first quarter so far. McQueen drives and kicks to Womack. Thought about the threes and holds on to it. He'll take a hand off to Carls. Come off the curl. Nice dish off to Speck, but Womack is fouled on the floor. No, they're going to say he's fouled going up. The foul goes on Hartman. It's a second. That's pretty big, but I'm confused on the call as to why it's a shooting foul, because Womack didn't shoot it. He passed it to Speck. So I'm not quite sure why this is a shooting foul here. Because, again, he passed the ball. But they're going to let him shoot, and he misses the first free throw. And Coach Rodwell is wondering the same thing. However, he does not contest the call. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. So 1-for-2. Kyler Womack, that's his first point of the game. It's 14-8 now with 1:43 to go, first quarter. Hartman thought about the three, drives middle, between double team, shot up no good, missing everything. Behind the back, saved by Bennett, but right in the hands of Kyler Womack. Going the other way, Cardinals in the fast break, gives up to Carls. Thought about the three, so gives to Womack right back, near side wing. High post catch, near side elbow from Julianza back out to Womack. 1:23 to go. Carls puts on the floor once, now gives it right back to Womack. Top of the key with a dribble, goes to his right. It's screened by Speck. And he'll kick it out of there to McQueen. Drives to his left, into the paint, kicks it out. Carls, three, too strong. In the air, rebound hauled in by Blevins, who was interfered with as he came down. Now he'll go against, I believe, Braden McQueen. And it will, so that'll be his second. And team foul number five. 1:07 now left to go. Logan Blevins, the 5'9 sophomore, bringing it up once again for the Trojans. Gives up to Judd, far side wing. Going wing to wing with it to Hartman. Nice touch pass down low to Brogan Morris, 6'5 junior. He gets blocked on his way up by Carls. He'll kick it out of there as he gets the offensive rebound. Near side wing catch, three ball on the way by Bennett. That one too strong off the heel. And Morris with the rebound, offensive foul, and one. And Brogan Morris gets to get a old-fashioned three-point play here. 43.1 seconds left. That foul going against Dennis Speck, his first, team sixth. Free throw is up and good. Morris completes the three-point play. Being on the inbound against the press, getting bumped, going up the sideline, drives in the lane, gets past the defender, shot no good. Left it short, 35 seconds left for the Trojans. Nice crossovers from Blevins. Gets past McQueen. Kick into the corner. Hartman fires away an open three near side corner. Too strong. Off nine for him so far. And a rebound hauled in by Carls. He's a 43% three-point shooter, and he has missed all but one of his attempts so far. He's 1-for-5 from beyond the arc. 15 seconds left. Handoff Chulion. Top of the key. Handoff right back to Womack. 10 seconds left. Here's the handoff McQueen. Gives it up to Chulion. Now back to Womack. 6 seconds left. Bounce pass to Carls. 4 seconds, one dribble, gives it up to Womack. 2 seconds, three ball on the way, and that one missing everything at the buzzer. And our score, 17-8, favor of Troy after the first quarter. Step aside for 60 seconds here in your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, pineandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation invites you to our State of the Hospital Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Seneca Knights of Columbus. Lunch is provided. You will hear about our hospital expansion remodel project, our capital campaign, an update on our primary care providers, and some time for question and answers. To RSVP, please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
17-8 after one quarter of action. Trojans leading the Cardinals. And Troy will get the ball out of the break. 5 points for Bowden Bennett, leading with Reagan Hartman in scoring. Three ball, far side corner. That one too strong by Blevins. Long rebound hauled in by Hartman. His putback is up. His putback is up and good. Right in the middle of the paint. So now he has seven. It's now 19-8. Weston Chulions leads Wetmore in scoring with 3 points. No player with more than one field goal make. Carls gets it up ahead to Braden McQueen. He'll stop and pop. That one's no good. 13-footer. Offensive rebound. Carls goes up. Good and one. Jacob Carls off to a bit of a slow start here this evening, but he's able to get one there, a much-needed one. Pulling Wetmore back within three possessions. As that foul against Reagan Hartman is his third. Detail number four. Free throw up. No good. Short. Rebound pulled in by Blevins. Judd up ahead to the corner. Pass is stolen away by Dennis Speck. Gets it ahead to Chulions. And the Cardinals get a stop. With a three, they can make this a two-possession game. McQueen goes to his right, stop, lob for Womack on a give and go, and he's fouled going up. Two free throws coming up for the Cardinals. Coach Sullivan said, "What'd I tell you?" Some words of wisdom from the first-year head coach for the Cardinals. A foul going against Brogan Morris, his first, team's fifth. That first free throw from Womack is up and good. He now has 2 points. Hasn't made a field goal yet, obviously, today. And timeout's going to be called by Jonathan Rodvell, the head coach of the Troy basketball team. So we'll step aside as well for 30 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
7:06 left to go, second quarter, 19-11. Troy leading Wetmore. One more free throw coming up for Kyler Womack. First free throw on the way and good. So Womack, 3 points for the leading scorer. Oh, that's on the floor tonight for the Cardinals. It's now 19-12. Lob inside to Morris from the far side block. Christensen fouled and one. So Troy gets an and one of their own, and it's from the 5'11 senior Preston Christensen with his first basket of the night. That's already team foul number 7 on the Cardinals. And that will be Kyler Womack's second personal. Free throws up and good for Christensen. Makes it 22-12. 6:53 left to go, second quarter. Queen brings up cross half court along the far side. Dribbles to the corner, now to Womack from the wing. I'll give it up to Chulions from top of the key, and his pass for Speck goes wide and out of bounds. He thought Speck was going to keep coming outward. towards the corner. Inspector, that's my bad. Should have kept going. So after the turnover, Troy trying to respond. Pass inside to Morris. Kick it out. Efferton with it. Drive and kick. Far side corner to Bennett. Bennett's couple dribbles. He gives up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets out to Judd. Behind the back dribble. Gets to his left hand. Back in the corner for Bennett. Fires away an open three. Got it! High arcing three for Bowden Bennett. He now has eight. Their third three of the evening. It's 25-12. Nice crossover dribble by McQueen. A pass for Carl is broken up by Judd. Stolen away by Christensen. Behind the back dribble. Gets away, though, from Etherton. Stolen right back by Chilion. With the left hand. Layup. Good! Weston Chilion's now at 5 points. He's back to being the leading scorer for Wetmore. Much needed basket for the Cardinals. Try not to let this thing get out of hand early. Etherton from the corner. Nice pass to Christensen. Fell in one again. Preston Christensen now with 5 points in the quarter. As that foul goes against Braden McQueen, and that is his third. First Cardinal with three fouls. McQueen has three, and Reagan Hartman for Troy has three. That's team foul number eight already. Christensen can't finish this and one, but an offensive rebound by Morris. He outlets it to Etherton near half court. Over to Bennett. Back to Etherton, top of the key. One dribble. Bobs it for Morris. Couple of Cardinals there to tap it away, and it's going. Well, back across half court. Dribbles to his right. On the top of the key, and three pass to Carls. Nice move. Goes up and under around Morris and lays it in. And Jacob Carls with the basket now has 6 points. Now 27-16. Troy still with the lead. High post catch for Morris. Gets it out of there to Judd. It's to Bennett's far side. Let's try another three. This one's no good. Rebound underneath the basket. Held in by Morris and he lays it in. Morris made an N1 earlier. He now has five. He's back up to 13 now. Pass stolen away. Oh, they're going to stay over and back, but Christensen never had possession. Bounce pass was intended for McQueen. It got away from him. Christensen touched it in the front court. It went to the back court, and Etherton touched it again. But they never really established possession, and the officials are going to talk over it, and I hope they overturn the call because that should not have been over and back. Because, again, Christensen did not pick up the ball. It touched him. But he did not have possession. 4:42 left to go, second quarter, 29-16. Troy leading at home against Wetmore. They will give the ball to the Trojans. Good call by the officials. And now Ruben Sullivan, the head coach of Wetmore, wanted the explanation there. And he's not going to argue about that. Hard to argue. Officials got the call right, and we're back underway. Glad to see that. Your side wing catch for Judd. Top of the key now for Etherton. Couple dribbles, drives in the lane, stops, trying to dump it off for Morris. He wasn't ready for it, though. It's loose. Picked up by Judd. Between the legs dribble, and Christensen was swatted out of there by Carls and out of bounds. That was an unbelievable move by Judd. He didn't have possession of the ball. He put his hand on it, and as soon as he got it, he went between the legs. Now get the inbound here. Etherton gets right back to Judd, top of the key. Right back to Etherton. Pass fake, he'll fire away a three now. That one a little bit short. Loose ball, offensive rebound for Bennett. Dribbles in the corner, now gives it to Judd. He wants to drive. High off the glass, too strong. Rebound by Chilions of Wetmore. Trying to get away from a couple of defenders and threw it off a hand. Now Carls. Carls will bring it up. Womack now coming to get it for Carls. Has to hold on to it. Good defense by Bennett. Womack now turns and squares, pass far side wing to Chilion. Dribbles to the corner briefly, now gives up his dribble. Got a speck in the short corner, had it stripped by Judd. And out of bounds, he runs into the brick wall behind the basket. Looks like he's okay, but he went in there kind of hard. And a couple substitutions. It'll be Gannon Bowe, the 6-foot sophomore, and Logan Blevins, the 5'9 sophomore, checking back in the game. Inbound into the corner for Womack. And an offensive foul on the screen on the inbound will go against Chilions, or... Yeah, it is going to go against Chilions. And that'll be his second. Eastbound number 9. 3:38 left to go, second quarter. 29-16 in favor of Troy, leading at home against Wetmore. Here is Bo with the ball pass to the corner for Christensen. Nice dump down low to Morgan. Morris, and he lays it in. What a first half for Brogan Morris. He has 7 points here in this quarter. In the legs, dribble one back. Nice dish to Carls, and he's fouled. Couple free throws are coming as that foul is going to go against Christensen. That'll be his first team foul, number 6. Static call from the official. Always love to see Zebras calling their calls confidently. First free throw off the right side of the rim, no good. In the game for Wetmore is Landon Heller, a freshman. Second free throw, no good as well. Rebound Christensen. Heller pass, Etherton, nice dish to Morris. He goes up, that one's no good, looking like he might have gotten fouled. Doesn't call Christensen, the putback is good. Preston Christensen. Now with 7. Him and Brogan Morris combining for 14 points in this quarter. It's 33-16. That's quite the quarter they're having here. Drive left, floater for Womack, no good. Rattles out, rebound by Morris. Crossover dribble from Blevins, he lost it. And it's taken away by Womack. And my mistake, it's actually 4 points in the quarter for Morris. Morris had 3 points in that first quarter, 4 here in the second. Either way, it's still 33-16 Troy. Womack of Wetmore drives middle, shut up, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Morris. 6'5 junior outlet pass. Baseball pass by Etherton. Can't get through the gap, and Speck able to tip it. Chileons gets the steal. Now Wetmore looks to push. Womack gets it to Carls. Nice head fake. Gets past Morris. Dish off to Womack. He head fakes. Gets past Bo. Has a strip by Bo from behind and stolen away. Blevins gets it on the save. Now they pass up to Etherton now. Fast-paced game here. Little runner from Blevins. Straight away. No good. A rebound by Carls. 6'2 senior outlets at Chileons. 5'10 junior guard for Wetmore. Brings up cross half court. 1:33 to go first half. Leon stops, gives it up to Heller. Heller trying to figure out what to do with it. Couple dribbles, hands it off to Womack, and stolen away by Etherton. Etherton lays up and in. Etherton with his first field goal. He has 3. It's now 35-16. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game. High post catch for Speck. Get it out of there to Womack. Mentioned the Cardinals without one of their best players in Dirk Hanselcheck. Pass by Heller again, another steal by Etherton. Going the other way, behind the back pass, was out of bounds by Carls, trying to get a little too fancy with it. Trying to find Brogan Morris. And now Braden McLean will check back into the game with 3 personal fouls. 55 seconds left in for Landon Heller. Heller obviously frustrated with himself after committing back-to-back turnovers. Inbound, goes up top. To Bo. Head fake from Blevins. Gives it back to Bo. Bounce pass to Etherton. Lob it up for Bo from the high post. A little runner off the glass. No good. Rebound by Carls. 40 seconds left now in the quarter. And Chileons gave up his dribble. Now gives up to Womack. Carls stops the key catch on the near side corner for Chileons. Stops middle up to Womack and the screen goes to his left. He stopped there. Bounce pass with a nobody. And Peasley's stolen away. 16 seconds left now. Etherton splits a double team. Layup on the run is up and good with a head of steam. Now 10 seconds left. Now 7 seconds for Chileons. Now just getting across that court with 4 seconds left. Dribbles to his right. 2 seconds. Nice double pass to Speck. Did he get it off in time? And they said he did. Did look like to me that he got it off in time, but the officials are going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And as a result, it'll be 37-18 at the half. Let's break it all down in just a little bit. Take a break with your halftime report brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, our score, Troy leading at home 37-18. Jared Sluffy with you. Let's now take a look at your scores individually. First for Wetmore, leading the way for the Cardinals is Jacob Carls. He has 6 points, four of those coming in the second quarter. 5 points for Weston Chilions, four for Dennis Speck, and three free throws for Kyler Womack. And for Troy, 8 points, leading the way is Bowden Bennett. 7 points apiece for Preston Christensen, Brogan Morris, and Reagan Hartman. And Reagan Hartman came out of the game early with three personal fouls. Also 5 points for Christian Etherton, and 3 points for Logan Blevins, who made a three-pointer in the first quarter. So this was a fast-paced quarter, second quarter mainly, and that was about what we expected with how high-scoring Troy has been this season. They're averaging 62.8 points per game during their six-game winning streak, and they have certainly been playing like they are on a winning streak. Of course, Wetmore without one of the best players in Dirk Hanzelcheck, but it's still been a good turnout for the Trojans, making some baskets around the rim, and Brogan Morris, about how about the junior stepping up off the bench and really showing up and showing out here in this first half. Taking a look at the other games going on here on this Tuesday night, that is. Axel and Frankfurt, the girls' game just finalized. Frankfurt came out on top of that one as they have been on a tear. Also in the TBL, you have Hanover and Clifton Clyde. And both those two teams near the top of the boys' standings as well, the top two teams in the girls, but Clifton Clyde in first in the boys, and Hanover is in fourth. So big games there as well. Donovan West is at Onega. Lynn is at Valley Heights. and Centralia hosting St. Mary's in a non-league game as well. So, got some good action around the TVL. Let's now take a look at the TVL standings. Clifton Clyde in first, 8-0, still not lost a league game. They are 14-2 on the regular season, and so is Blue Valley. Randolph, they're a half game out of first, they're 8-1. Axtell is in third at 7-1, the TVL tournament champions. That's a full game back, 12-4 on the regular season. In fourth place is Hanover. They are a game and a half out of first at 7-2, 12-4 on the season. Troy and Centralia are tied for fifth at 6-2. Trojans, of course, are 12-4. Centralia is 10-5. That's two games out of first. 3.5 games out of first. A little bit of a gap is Valley Heights. They're in seventh, 4-3 in league play, 8-8 overall. Onega is in eighth. They're 2-6, six games out of first place, 5-10 overall. Wetmore and Washington County are 2-7 and 6.5 games out of first. Lynn is in 11th at 1-7. Dunham West is in 12th at 1-8. And Frankfort, they are in last at 0-8. Eight games out of first place, 2-13 on the season. As for the sub-states for both these two teams here tonight, versus the Onega sub-states, Burlingame is in first. They're a half game up on Troy. So those two teams would get a bye, and so would, or actually, no, I beg your pardon, Troy would not get a bye because there's seven teams in the sub-states. So Troy would be playing in the quarterfinal matchup. But Troy is a 2 at 12-4, Centralia the 3 at 10-5, Bishop Seabury would be the 4 at 4-7, Onega would be the 5 seed, they'd be on the road, they are 5-10. Maradisine Valley will be playing at Centralia, as Maradisine Valley is 2-14, and Donovan West, 7 seed, will be at Troy, with the Mustangs at 1-14 on the regular season. As for the 182 sub-states, Axtell and Hanover tied for first, with the Eagles getting the tiebreaker. As for Pike Valley, they are the 3 seed at 8-6. Wetmore is the 4 seed at 5-9. They would be hosting Lynn, who is 4-11 at Kansas School for the Deaf. They played one game, their own one. They would travel to Pike Valley. So those are a look at your sub-states if the season were to end today. Both these teams, of course, trying to improve. Troy, with a win, would then be tied for first with Burlingame. So a lot still to come in the sub-states. Centralia, don't count them out of this thing yet. But in the Axtell sub-state, them and the Wildcats duking it out for first place. And Wetmore, they're trying to hang on to the fourth seed there. So a lot of stuff to happen, and take a look at the schedule for the rest of these teams after tonight. For Troy, they have four games left. On Friday, they host Frankfort, then they're at Axtell. They host Hanover on the 17th and finish off the regular season on the 21st as they go to Jonathan West. As for Wetmore, they have just three games left, and I like that for them because need a little bit more of a break for sub-state. They have to host Lynn coming up on Friday, and then they're at Donovan West on Valentine's Day, and that's actually it for their TVL play, because their final game on the 17th is a home game against Cornerstone. And that is the end of their schedule. So they do get a little bit of a breather before their sub-state in Axtell. Let's take one more break, and we'll come back for second half action here in Troy. 37-18, Trojans leading Wetmore here at 92.1 at KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
37-18. I had it right the first time. 37-18, our score at the half. About to get the second half underway here from Troy as the Trojans are leading the Wetmore Cardinals. And we had a final in that Hanover Clifton Clyde girls game. Thanks to Kurt for the score. Hanover winning that one 46-36. The Wildcats stay unbeaten on the regular season. And it looks like it'll be McQueen, Womack, Speck, Carls, and Chulions starting for Wetmore. And for Troy, it's going to be Christensen, Judd, Bennett, Hartman, and Blevins. Mentioned that Reagan Hartman, three personal fouls. McQueen, three personal fouls as well. And we're underway. Wetmore with the ball first. Cardinals trailing by 19, their largest deficit of this game so far. Womack, cross-court pass to the far side. Chulions gets it right back to Womack. Now here's side wing to McQueen, working the interior as Bennett's in a 2-3 zone. Three ball from Womack off the right side, no good. Long rebound by Dennis Speck, near side short corner. Womack, the top of the key, drives. It pass to Carls, works from underneath the basket. Shot up no good off the glass. The rebound hauled in by Christensen. Now that's a Judd looking to push. Hartman goes middle. It's stopped by four Cardinals. Kick out on the corner. Nice head fake by Blevins. Gets past the man. Shot him off the glass. Is good. Beautiful drive. Baseline side by Logan Blevins. The 5'9 sophomore now with five. Makes it 39-18. McQueen hands it off to Womack. Gets the screen from McQueen. Goes to his right. Hands off to Chulions. And Chulions in a bit of pickle here. Hands it off to Womack, but stolen away by Bennett, left-handed layup, good. And Bowden Bennett's now a 10, first player with double-digit scoring here this evening. 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Driving kick, Womack thought about a long three, instead holds on to it. He's about 5 feet from beyond the arc, closer to 3 or 4 feet, but still.
Five.
Now Coach Sullivan calls out the play here. Chulion's just dribbling and now giving up to McQueen. Not a whole lot happening off the ball. High post catch for Carls, and hand it off to Womack, who's streaking towards the basket, and a cross-court pass from Speck is picked off by Judd. In and out dribble goes to his left, reverse layup, no good. Tip up by Christensen is also no good, tipped up in the air, and rebound by Dennis Speck of Wetmore. Fortunate break for the Cardinals. They're going to need a lot more things to go their way if they want to get close to get back to this one. 23-point lead for the Trojans. Now whistle and an offensive foul will be on screen, I believe, or is it going to be against? No, it's going to be against McQueen instead, who fell in to Blevins. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. And he's going to stay in the game as well. In the corner, near side, past the top of the key, and now looks like a substitution will be made. Through ball by Blevins, short. Offensive rebound by Bennett. Underhand pass out to Blevins. Hartman fires straight away, three, too strong. And a long rebound by Womack, saved by Speck. Two Speck. His pass is almost thrown away by Hartman. Trying to get it to Carls. Good anticipation by the senior. And now McQueen will come to the bench. And Grant Fulkerson, the senior, will check in. It was Gavin Fulkerson, the freshman, getting the starts as a part of the senior night festivities, allowing Austin Grable and Jarrett Norris to be in the game for the tip-off. A little cool thing going on is those two unable to play tonight. Chulion stops near side elbow. Gets it up to Womack. Top of the key. 5.5 now left to play third quarter. Womack is grabbing his ankle as Bennett. He's on the ground. Fully getting up and limping towards the sideline. Play still continues. Womack fires away a three. It's no good. Gets out of bounds by Speck. And Bennett is going to stay in the game. He's limping. He says he's fine. But Atherton is going to come in. And he's going to take Bennett out of the game regardless. He says he's fine, but we give him a little break here. Understandable, considering this 23-point lead for Troy. 41-18 our score. 5:04 left to play. Third quarter. Corner catch for Atherton against Wetmore's 2-3 zone. Top of the key, Judd. Now far side for Levin. Gets it back to Judd. Top of the key, down your side for Atherton. Continuing to pass it around the perimeter. Looking for something to open up. Nice backdoor cut by Blevins. Far side block, turnaround jumper, no good. And out of bounds. Last touch by Hartman. The Cardinals get it back. Troy still giving it all they've got despite the large lead here. Expect nothing less, though, from these Troy Trojans. Great athletes all together. Chulion is trying to keep it away from Atherton. He stopped, gives it up now to Womack. Bounce pass, far side block. Carls, shut up off the glass. It is good over Christensen. And Jacob Carls with his first basket of the second half. He now has eight. Market, now 41-20. Hartman near side corner, now top of the key catch for Etherton. Drive by Hartman, he lost it. It's thrown away by Dennis Speck. Tried to dribble through a double team, and the ball just squirted free. Halfway through the third quarter now. Omak bounce pass, almost thrown away by Christensen, finds the hands of Carls. Kick out to Chulions for a three, far side corner. Too strong, rebound hauled in by senior Reagan Hartman of Troy, who's fouled, turning it out, getting outlet pass to Christian Etherton. And that will be a reach-in foul on Grant Fulkerson. This first team second, now a 4-for-4 substitution like Wendy's. Whenever I say 4-for-4, I can never not think of that Wendy's commercial. Reminds me of the Utah State player who decided to become number 44 because of the Wendy's 4-for-4 meal.
Good job.
Pass stolen away. Bo tried to fire it to the corner. Carls with a steal, gets poked out from behind. Loose ball now is picked up by Carls. Near half court, will underhand it to Chulions. Now a pass to Womack is intercepted by Bennett. Tries to dunk it, and he missed it. Quite a way short, and a rebound by Chulions. Chulions driving kick to Carls. His pass tips, almost thrown away by Bennett, and caught by Womack. Chulions pulls off the dribble for three, no good. And a nice rebound by Bo. Outlet to Atherton in half court, tries to fire a tough pass. It's deflected by Beck and intercepted by Carls. Very fast pace of play, but a little bit sloppy for both teams here. Only 4 points in this quarter by Troy. Only three, though. Actually, only two, though, by Wetmore. Carls trying to get through a double team is pushed on the floor, and a foul's called.
25.
That foul's going to go against Brogan Morris, the 6'5 junior forward from the Trojans. That is the first foul of the quarter from Troy. 2:50 left to go in the third. 41-20 our score. Inbound is to Carls, near side corner, gets to Chulions. High post catch now for Womack. Underhand pass to Chulions. Three straight away is good. Second three of the night. And both have been made by Chulions. He has eight.
Yeah.
Bennett gives up his dribble, gives it to Hartman, and gives it right back to Bennett. Top of the key, right back to Hartman. Far side wing. Back to Bennett. Thought about the three. Working the perimeter, again against the 2-3 zone. Backdoor cut by Bo. Bounce pass to Morris. Gets to him. Far side block. Shut up. And no good, but he gets near the free throw line to shoot two. That one will go against Chulions. That is going to be his third. Sneaker game from some of these kids is pretty interesting throughout both teams. First free throw is no good. Brogan Morris has a pair of light pink shoes accented by some darker pink. I really dig those. Also have some mint green shoes going on from Gannon Bowe. As that one is good, but a lane violation by Morris. Kind of a light orange shoe from Chulions of Wetmore, and a multicolored shoe from Bowden Bennett. It's got anything from blue to orange to red. It's all over the place. White, black, it's all over the place. In the corner, Chulions in trouble, gets it out to Womack. Lob down low to Carls, near side short corner. Miss pass, so it's out of bounds by Bennett. He'll stay with the Cardinals. It's interesting to see the different types of shoes that the kids wear, and also have Jack Hartman in the game for Troy. He's wearing a kind of a darker blue, almost kind of a bluish purple shoe. The pass is thrown away. Bennett has it thrown away by Womack. Womack out of that pass is thrown away by Morris. Morris holds onto it, gives it far side corner for Reagan Hartman. Thought about the three, now drives baseline. Underhand pass, shut up, and one for Jack Hartman. Of course, the same name as the legendary Kansas State basketball coach. 1:37 left to go, third quarter, 43-23 our score. Braden McLean checks back into the game with four personal fouls. Coming in for Grant Fulkerson, the senior.
What?
Hartman with the free throw, too strong, and it's just out of bounds. out on Wetmore before he gets it back. Troy has outscored Wetmore this quarter just 6-5. Troy had a 17-point first quarter and a 20-point second quarter. Reagan Hartman catch now to Bo. Dribbles towards the middle. Lob up for Morgan Morris, and he commits a little shove in the back. And he'll go the other way as Morris picks up his third personal foul. Crowd wanted a foul against Wetmore, but pretty clearly against the 6'5 junior forward. Corner catch for Julian. Hands off to Carl. He's trying to get it out of the corner. He's bumped and fouled by Gannon Bowe. 6-foot sophomore guard. Team foul number 3. 1:14 left to go here in the third. A lot of whistles in this game. Been a long one. But it's been fast-paced. A lot of stoppages as a result. Julian's catch. And McQueen fires away a 3 straight away. That one is good. That's his first basket of the night. On the 5'8 junior point guard. Bennett's far side. Nice little touch pass. Hartman to Morris. Layup good off the glass. Morgan Morris has made that look so easy all night long. It's the first basket of the quarter. He now has 8. The timeout is called by Coach Sullivan. With 48.4 seconds left. Trailing 45-26 against Troy. It'll be a full timeout, so let's step aside for 60 seconds. Here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
45-26, our score, 48.4 seconds left in the third, with Troy leading Wetmore. Cardinals get the ball out of the break. McQueen lobs it up to Womack, near side wing, cross-court pass, far side to Julian. He'll try a 3 again. That one, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound by Womack. Julian's with 2 3-point makes already. Womack will try 1. That one's off the front end of the rim, no good. And a foul against Wetmore. Team foul number 4 with 30.8 seconds left. That one's going to go against Julian's. That's going to be his 4th. So McQueen and Julian's now both with 4 personal fouls each. That's actually his 5th. That was actually one off. So Julian's is done. And Landon Heller, or beg your pardon, Grant Fulkerson, the senior, checks back in for the Cardinals with 30.8 seconds left. Bennett gives it up to Bo, dribbles to the middle. Lob near side corner, Harvin all alone for 3. The senior, a little bit short. Offensive rebound, Morris, he's fouled, and 1. That is his 3rd and 1 of this game. And this one comes with 15.6 seconds left. That foul committed by Womack, that is his 3rd team foul, number 6. Morris can't finish that one. Ball tipped up in the air, and Speck and Jack Hartman have it tied up. It'll stay with the Trojans. So Morris, 1 for 3 in terms of completing his and-ones. 12.3 seconds left for the Trojans to get one more basket before we start our 4th quarter. Inbound, Hartman to Hartman. The dribble, 8 seconds left. Gives up his dribble, kicks it out to Bo. Dribbles into the corner for Reagan Hartman. 4 seconds left. Drives, pulls up 15-footer at the buzzer. It's good. And Gannon Bowe gets his first basket of the night in the final seconds of the 3rd quarter. 49-26. Our scores, we have 8 more minutes left in this one. You're 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Had a scoring adjustment. It's 50-26 in favor of Troy as we go to the fourth quarter. Back underway as it'll be Wetmore ball. It'll be McQueen bringing it up, cross half court. Four personal fouls for the junior point guard of Wetmore. Enter pass to Carls, kick it back out. Nice head fake, little runner. No good, short. Got his own miss, though. From the block, shot him over Morris. It's good. Almost a foot of difference between Braden McQueen and Brogan Morris, and he still makes it over it. Etherton bounce pass, high post catch by Christensen, lob to Brogan Morris. Kick it out to Etherton. Nice head fake. Drives baseline. Give it to Blevins, to Judd. Judd goes progressive middle, kick it out to Blevins. It's corner three, near side. That one's short. Rebound Morris, put it up and good. Brogan Morris now with 13 points, and what a game he's had. He's starting to become a real stud for this team during this six-game winning streak, which is well on its way to become seven after tonight. Longest streak that's active in the TVL. Womack had it poked free for a moment, but it's hauled back in. Three balls straight away, no good for Carls. Offensive rebound, though, hauled in by, that was Fulkerson. It's out to McQueen. He'll try a deep three. That one's too strong, a long rebound secured by Blevins. That's behind-the-back dribble. Driving kick to Judd for three. Missing everything but an offensive rebound by Etherton. Judd not happy that his teammate didn't make that three. And Judd said, give me another. Goes to the top of the key now to Blevins. He says, try it again. Said he'll hold on to it. The 2-3 zone of Wetmore. Backdoor, alley-oop up to Blevins. No good, but Christensen able to clean it up and make the follow-up. Christensen now with 9 points. Eight different scorers from Troy. And McQueen is now going up. In the girls' game, Troy had 11 different scores. 54-28, Troy leading Wetmore. 5:59 left to go, fourth quarter. Wetmore without Dirk Hanzelcheck. Makes a big difference. His length, athleticism, and his ball handling ability. Nearly missed here tonight as the first free throw is good by Braden McQueen, who has 4 points on the night. And after tonight, if this result holds, which it most likely will, as he throws this off the backboard, which already was trying there. Wetmore going to drop to 2-8 in league play, 5-10 on the regular season. As for Troy, they will improve to 7-2, tied for fourth with Hanover, until that game versus Clifton Clyde finalizes. Lob down low to Morris, far side short corner. It's up to Judd, now near side to Etherton. Another corner for Levins, looking inside for Morris, can't find him. Now he'll find Morris. He's triple team, middle, still gets the shot up and still gets it to go. What a game for the junior. He has 15 now, it's 56-27, largest lead of the game. And McQueen, like he tried to stop, he did a little baby hop with his pivot foot, and he traveled. It will go back to the Trojans after the turnover.
Steady in there.
Here is Etherton. Far side wing for Judd. Now back to Etherton. Near side for Blevins. That close catch for Christensen. Turns and squares. Gives it back to Etherton. He'll fire away the three just to the right of straight away. No good, but Morris holds in the offensive rebound, and he's fouled. And that one's going to go against Grant Fulkerson. That'll be his second. And Brogan Morris will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Is that his team foul number 7? 5:02 left to go. Front end on its way. That one's too strong off the heel. Rebound by Fulkerson, and it's poked out by Blevins. Little slap at it and poked it free. Out of bounds goes to Wetmore. Well, after this one is up for the Cardinals, 3 games left. Only 2 in TBL play. They host Lynn on Friday. They go to Donovan West next Tuesday. So 2 very winnable games down the stretch for this Cardinals team. And as for Troy, they'll host Frankfurt, who's at the bottom of the league. And they go to Axel. That'll be a tough one. Should be a lot of fun, that one between Troy and Axel. Then Hanover comes to town on the 17th, and they go to Donovan West on the 21st. Carls on the run is fouled. So a foul against the Trojans. And that will send Cardinals to the free throw line as Brogan Morris picks up his 4th personal foul. A correction. I marked that foul on the first half total, calling it 4th team foul. Entry pass to Carl, shut up. He's fouled after the entry pass from Kyler Womack, and that is going to be team foul number 5. And that one's so much fun to watch tonight. Brogan Morris, 6'5", junior forward or center. Probably stay closer to center. Finishes with 15 points with 4:19 left to go. The free throw's coming up for Jacob Carls. And makes the first one. One more to go. Carls now with 9 points. And that one's not going to count. A lane violation against Fulkerson. So it's 56-30. No, the results of this one, just a result. Just trying to figure out what the final score will be. Reagan Hartman, far side wing catch, drives, stops at the short corner, gives it to Christensen, and he makes it in. And help out today for Preston Christensen. He now has 11 points. He had 7 points in the second quarter, and now 4 here in the fourth. Queen's going to fire away a 3. That one is good. Hesitated for a little bit. He now has 7. 2 3-pointers gone through for the junior point guard. Entry pass, turnaround jumper for Hartman. No good from the near side block. Rebound by McQueen. He's looking for some help. Getting an outlet pass, and he does so because he gets Carls. He's trying to get it across half court. He gets to McQueen. And he'll bring it across. 3:26 now left to go. Fulkerson gives it to Womack. Nice head fake. Dribbles to his right. Now gives up his dribble to McQueen. Drives baseline. Kick out to Carls. Carls, Euro step, gets back to the man, and he's fouled on the floor. And now, free throws will be coming up. That is team foul number 7, if it's on the set on the floor, that is. That's Christensen, picks up his 2nd. And it will be 1-1 free throws coming up for Jacob Carls. And now, 3 subs coming in for Troy. Bo is back in the game, so is Bennett. And Henry Geiger, his 6'1 freshman, checking in for the first time tonight. One of 5 freshmen on this Troy roster. Front end of the 1-1 is off the left side, no good, but Fulkerson holds in the offensive rebound. Gets out to Carls, bounce pass to Womack, top of the key. He'll fire away a 3. Good! 3 string to drop for Wetmore. And that is his first field goal of the game. He now has 6. He had 3 free throws prior. 2:55 now left to go. Geiger, far side corner, past the top of the key for Bennett. Stopped by about popping, and he's fouled on a reach-in. and that will go against Fulkerson. The official said it was a blocking foul, but it should have been a reach-in. He took his right arm and took a big slash down on the arms of Bowden Bennett, and he'll get a 1-1 free throw coming up here. Front end on its way is good. Bennett's now with 11 points. Tied for the second most on the team with Christensen. 59-36, 2:50 left to go. Second one's up. That one is good as well. Womack to bring it up for the Cardinals. And Troy has reached their season average of 60 points a game. Going middle, McQueen from the near side wing takes it out to Womack. He'll try another three. That one a little bit short. Offensive rebound by Carls. Lays it up and in. Eno has 11. On the season, Troy averaging 50 points a game to their opponents. Right now, Wetmore sitting at 38, beg your pardon. Pass for Hartman from Geiger, a little bit too high. Got a hand on it, but could squeeze it. And McQueen trying to bring it across that court now. Hartman backs off of it. Take the hand off to Womack. McQueen gives up his dribble. Bounce pass to Womack. Gets away from Bennett. Dribbles to his left. Now he'll drive all the way baseline. Nice give to Carl. Shut up, no good, but he's fell in the arm by Christensen, I believe. That should be his third. It will be. Two free throws coming up for Jacob Carl. Big man for Wetmore, leading the team in scoring, the only player in double digits so far. And we have a lane violation on Fulkerson again as he left to come out too late. So now Carls will only get one free throw here. Second time Fulkerson has committed a lane violation here tonight. That one is good. So coming into the game is Hunter Engeman, the 5'9 freshman. Also in the game is Wyatt Whistler, the 6'3 sophomore. And Alex Deshaun, the 6'1 sophomore as well. Also, Cannon Bow is in. That's alley-oop up and in for Alex Deshaun. Deshaun gets on the scoreboard. Bench loves that. Three ball good straight away for Braden McQueen. That's his third three-pointer, and he now has 10. Geiger passes side. To Deshaun, kick back out to Geiger. A bounce pass to Engeman. 1:20 left to play, 62-42 our score. High post catch. Made by Whistler, turn around jumper, no good. Ball tipped up, loose. Picked up by Deshaun, put back, that one's no good. Rebound by Whistler, he's fouled. Ryan Whistler, the 6'3 sophomore, a crowd favorite. Students and bench love that. 1:10 left to play, is a foul picked up by Jacob Carls, the second. First free throw is good. And both swishes. Nothing but nylon. It's 64-42, 107 to play. Swing across half court. Dribbles to the near side of wing. Into the corner, it's Beck. And Womack will fire away a deep three, 6 feet from beyond the arc, and he knocks it out, knocks it home. He now has 9. Bo, high post catch to Whistler, he'll fire. That one rattles out from 14 feet, and a foul against Deshaun on the rebound. Lockdown. 46 seconds left. 64-45, and after that foul, getting Carls to go to the free throw line, shoot 1-1. Front end on the way is good. Very flat free throw from the senior. Getting more than 3 feet above the rim. That one, a little bit more arc, but it's too strong. Rebound by Deshaun. There's Steele, Hingeman, kind of poke free by the Queen. He gets past his man and lays it up and in. It's Geiger that he got in the air. No, it's 9 points in the quarter. 26 seconds left, pass thrown away by Carls. Up ahead to Womack, and he'll miss the layup. Gets his own miss, second try. He's fouled in one. Geiger commits the personal. So Womack now with 8 points in the quarter, 11 on the game. Free throw on the way from Womack is good. 19.6 seconds left. Game getting a little bit closer than the game actually indicated. 64-51. The lead at one point was as large as 27. And with 10 seconds left, they'll go ahead and dribble it out. 25-point quarter for the Cardinals. A little bit too late, if you will. And that is your final score, 64-51. Troy with the victory. Go ahead and step aside for a break. Come back with your post game. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Unfool, owner broker at The Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. The Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
64-51, your final score. Troy with the sweep of the night as they win the girls' game as well. Let's get to the individual stats from this one. First for the Cardinals with 13 points was Jacob Carls. 12 points apiece for Braden McQueen and Kyler Womack. 8 points for Weston Chilions and 4 for Dennis Speck. Excuse me, and for Troy, leading the way in scoring was Brogan Morris. He fouled out with 4 minutes and 19 seconds left, and what a day he had. He is your Player to Bank On, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 12 points for Bowden Bennett as well. 11 points for Preston Christensen. Also, 5 points apiece for Logan Blevins and Christian Etherton. And 2 points apiece for Gannon Bow, Jack Hartman, and Alex Deshaun, as well as a free throw from Wyatt Whistler. So in the end, it ended up being 9 different scores for the Trojans. 64-51, the score wasn't quite indicative of how dominant Troy was here tonight. It was a 25-point fourth quarter for Wetmore. They had 26 points up until the fourth quarter. But Troy was able to get the job done. And with that being said, they now improve to 7-2 in league play. And they await the result between Hanover and Clifton Clyde as to where they belong in the standings. As for Wetmore, they fall to 2-8. That'll do it here for us. Thank you so much to Kurt back in the studio making the sound good as always. Appreciate you for listening. Once again, your final score on the boys' game, 64-51 in favor of Troy. That's going to do it for us here tonight. You've been listening to the Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.